Nothing heard, so we've completed our Patriot Ladies Radio Check roster. If you missed your radio check or would like to join our roster, please begin now with your call sign and first name and general location, and we'll include you on the weekly roster going forward. Break. Nothing heard. So WRMD 64C would like to invite everyone interested to check out the live music at the dance club from 1 to 4 every Friday at the Fairgrounds Square Dance Building. On Mondays, they have line dance lessons from 11:30 to 1, ballroom dance lessons from 1 to 2, and live music open dance 2 to 3:30. All are welcome. If there are no more ladies out there that would like to join in at this time, thank all of you Patriot Ladies for participating. We appreciate knowing that there are more of us out there that are willing to step up, even if it's out of our normal comfort level. We will make mistakes, but we are getting better as we practice. Radio independence is becoming a reality. Patriot Ladies radio check completed. WRJX 359 Karen returning frequency back to normal traffic. 359 Karen monitoring.
WQRR 330 with a comment.
330, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment along the lines of what you're talking about being out of power. I used to live in a place where everybody run their generator off of natural gas. And until they found out that when the power goes off, the natural gas goes off, too, because it's pumped by electric motors. So that's something you need to worry about. Stand by. Another thing you need to worry about, if you get a tri-fuel generator and you decide you're going to run on gasoline, you're going to have to store quite a bit of gasoline, and sometimes you're not going to use it for very long. So it's going to be in the tank, a big tank, for quite a while, and gasoline does go bad. The light ends evaporate off of it, especially if you use ethanol gas. It will ruin whatever you run in. And so there is one other solution. Stand by. Now, this is the solution I use. I've got a tri-fuel generator, but I run it on propane. Propane lasts almost indefinitely, so you can have a tank sitting around for years and years and years, and it will still be good, and it'll still run your generator, even if you put extender in it, it will still go bad. So I recommend people going with propane, and there's more about that just a minute. When you go to get a tank, if you run propane through your house, and that's your heater, propane company will rent you that tank, and they will come and fill it when it needs to be filled up. And you can have, enough to last you for quite a while that way. But if you don't run your house on propane, they won't give you a tank. They will sell you a tank. So you're going to have to buy a tank, and then you're going to have to pay them to come and fill it up, and then you're going to have to watch it. My tank is a 250-gallon tank, and I don't expect to ever use it until the power goes off. And then before I do that, the big tank, stand by. Before I use the big tank, I will use up all the small tanks I've got, barbecue-sized tanks, a little bit bigger, whatever propane tank you got. The propane's still good. Just use your small pieces up before you use your big ones up. And you can store a lot of propane, and it will last you for a long time. So that's my recommendation.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that information, Ron. And I do know that you can still buy a fuel in town that doesn't have the ethanol in it. It's just straight gas, so that can be done. But thank you so much for all of that information. That's really awesome. I'm sure the ladies appreciate that as well.
Yeah, that non-ethanol gas you buy in town is a lot better to use, but it will still only last about two to five years maximum, even if you put fuel extender in it.
Copy that. Well, that's definitely good information to know. Well, thanks again, Ron. I really appreciate that.
Enjoy listening to your net, Karen. Thank you for doing it. This is WQR330, and I'll be clear.
Well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. And there are several other people that listen to it as well. We do get comments from some of the guys later saying, I didn't realize that. And so that's pretty cool to know that we're helping others as well. Well, thank you so much, Ron. And this is WRJX359 Karen, still monitoring.
This is WRUA709 Ken. I have a comment as well.
709 Ken, go ahead.
Thank you. I listen to your net pretty regularly, and I really love it. One of the things that we have here are some inexpensive cold lights, the kind that you break and shake up, and they last for about 8 to 10 hours. So it's something that is not flammable, safe for anybody, including children. And we have a small supply of them, but they'll last for several days, and they're relatively inexpensive.
Very cool. That is a really good idea. We do have glow sticks like for the go bags and different things like that, but never thought about using it in the house. So that is a really good idea. Thank you so much for that, 709.
Well, I'm learning a lot from you guys, too, so thank you. Anyway, WRUA709, I'm going to monitor for a while.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad that we can be of help. The ladies have a lot of good ideas and suggestions, and we want to share with anybody that's interested. This is WRJX359 Karen, still monitoring. 487 comment. 487 Kimber, go ahead.
Hey, you've got some great ideas out there. Thank you, Ron and Ken, for bringing that forward. One thing about the generators I would like to mention is that if you have a gas generator or any other type of generator, remember that they can probably run up to about 2 weeks at a time before you have to do some maintenance. So if you have a generator, know how to fix it or have people around you that know how to fix it, because all those little tiny parts that get caked up or, you know, anything could happen. So just keep that in mind. Know how to maintain it as well. And maybe also have a solar generator backup for, like, little things like your computer, or some people set it up for each fridge or freezer in their garage or house. Just have a backup, too. So have backups of backups. Just a reminder. And I think that's it. Thank you, WRKV487.
Well, thank you, Kimber. That's a really good idea. And like you said, just having the backup. One suggestion I might have as well, too, is if you do have a gas-powered generator and you haven't run it in a while, I would actually go and test it and see if the carburetor still works and everything still functions properly, because if you leave gas stored in some of that equipment, it does go bad while it's sitting in there, and then you're right. You need to know how to take care of that. So if you've got a gas generator, you might take a look and give it a whirl.